First location, as you mentioned, what made you decide Williams Lake?
Yeah, first location's licensed. Williams Lake, it's a smaller town, smaller community. I wanted to get in so that way, you know, we can get our license quicker. And I really fell in love with Williams Lake, honestly, after meeting with the mayor, council, and also interactions with the people here. They're so real. It's a very diverse group of people here, very nice, very friendly, and hard workers. And, you know, I feel like it's I'm part of the community already because this is where Marley's Den is born. So it's our first baby. And I feel like, you know, I'm fitting right in there because I am initially from a very small town back in Asia, in Vietnam. That's where I was born. And I also lived in Toronto for about 20 years of my life. So, you know, going straight from a small town into, you know, much bigger town, Toronto, and now going back to a small town, you know, to open up business here, I think it's a great thing. It's great for community as well.
Okay. And you mentioned you want to incorporate some of your culture into this. How so?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm Asian, right? So we love taking our selfies, and we have a selfie wall on the inside. It's going to be a flower wall, and it's going to be very special. We're going to put Williams Lake on this selfie wall. So people come in, take their pictures, and then hashtag Marley's Den. And once a month or even once a week, we'll pick the best picture, and then we'll do a draw of some sort to bring them in and acknowledge them. And we want to also to incorporate a few other programs in it too, where just regular people recognizing people that do good for the community and making sure that they recognize them when they're in Marley's Den. Yeah.
Great. And Marley's Den, how did you come up with the name?
Great question. Well, again, I'm Asian. Our Asian people cannot pronounce marijuana. Right, so it's always Marley-wana. So I'm like, okay, let's start with the brand Marley and see how that goes. And the den, back in high school, right, when you go to hang out at a friend's house, let's go to the den. So a den is like a hangout, a chill out area, and we want to make sure that when customers walk into the shop, they feel like it's at home, right? They come to a place to hang out, you know, a good culture, good vibe, good people, and hopefully we have good products for them to take away as well. So Marley's Den is the brand that we're gonna go with, and we're going to stick with that, and I think it has a nice ring to it as well.
Okay, and yeah. How did you get involved in this industry?
That's a good one. Well, I guess I can give you a little bit of background about myself. Prior to cannabis, I went to the University of Waterloo for economics and finance, and shortly after that, I worked in the financial industry for about 10 years, did some financial planning, about 4 years of that, and I did also hedge fund as well for about 4 or 5 years of that. And then during that time, there were the large licensed producers like Canopy and Aurora, Organigram, a few other large LPs, they were building a massive amount of supply or facility square footage. So that's on the supply side. So what economics in Waterloo had taught me is that once you get to the equilibrium point is where supply meets the demand, right? That focal point. So the LPs or the licensed producers were building on the supply. So I took a leap of faith, right? Went straight from financial industry where I have so many licenses, do portfolio management and give advice, financial advice to clients. And I jump on over to a chain called MMJ Canada, which is a boutique dispensary. I was hired on as a CFO. I'm not gonna lie to you. I initially did it for the money. It was really good. But then throughout my time there, we basically, it didn't have a proper structure, right? It wasn't a strong foundation. So I made it my mandate in the first year to overhaul the company and the structure and create a stronger structure and foundation so that way we can transition when it comes to legalization. So in the first year, we created 18 different departments. Given my professional background in university and also my professional experience, we created HR, administration, banking, legals department, supply chain, name it, we have it, just in preparation for legalization, right? And we hired over 200 employees during my time there. I had a chance to work with very, very good people. So, you know, props and, you know, saying hello to my ex team members that I had the honor to work with and learn a lot from. And throughout my time there, we did a lot of things for the community as well. So it wasn't about the profits after that. It was more about patience over profits and being involved in the community. Because if we build a good brand, right, and doing everything properly, and giving back to the community, we're not only just going to be attracting customers, but we're going to be retaining them. So we had a 90% retention rate for all of our customers during my time there. And we were the first one to implement extended healthcare and benefits, first of its kind in Canada for retail cannabis. And I was very, very proud of that, given my experience in the past as a financial planner. So that really helped with the retention of our staff at the time. And then came legalization 1.0 in October. That's when I resigned from the company because you can't transition a gray market profile company. So you have to incorporate a different way to do it. I incorporated Marley's Den. And that's when the birth of Marley's Den really came into play in October 1, 2018, when I applied for the license. And exactly a year later, October 1st, 2019, I was granted the first license. And here we are now, we're building out the shop. It's getting almost done. And we're needing a little bit of help from the community. And I want to make sure that I keep my promise to mayor and council that we're gonna hire local talents. And anybody else out there looking for a, not just a job, but more of a passion and a purpose in life, I think this is a great opportunity to climb the ranks. Everybody's going to start out, there's no positions in this company. Everybody's going to be the same. I'm going to start out as a butt tender. I work for my employees at the end of the day, and they tell me how the job is done. I'm not going to tell them how the job is done. So I think when you empower your employees to really make those decisions, they learn better and they adapt better to changes in legalization 2.0, right? That's the phase that we're in right now, is phase two.